Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. It's my podcast, so I can do it however I want. This is episode 27. This is how I relieve my stress. My name is Stone, and this, wait, oh, I didn't do the date. Today's date is Saturday, July the 16th, 2016. How are you guys doing? I'm your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita. Lita, how are you doing? I've also been drinking.
Words for that intro. That was interesting. I am good. I am obviously way better than you at this stage, even though I'm like really not awake, but I'm okay. How are you doing? You're gonna do the funny voices show, is it?
This is how good I'm doing.
Yeah, okay. It's the alcohol.
6.5. Right. Let's do it up. Laker strong on no nice. Dinner. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, see, I don't have to worry about that because I don't drink, so it's all good.
Wait till next year.
I don't drink. I'm allergic to drinking. It makes me sick. And not big after I've had, like, a bottle of rum or anything. But no, yeah, it's not good for me. So that's fine. You drink very slowly, as we do our podcast.
I'm going to tell you that partway through, I might get up and go get another one. Just saying.
I don't think we're going that long today. I'm okay. Just looking at the show notes.
Oh, I can talk.
So, yeah, I know. Squirrel.
All right. Oh, Azzy's drinking too. All right, Azzy.
Azzy's drinking too?
I think so.
What?
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, Azzy. Oh. What's going on?
Is he? Oh, wait.
I don't know.
What the hell?
Ching. I don't know.
There you go.
Ching, ching, ching. Ching. Alrighty.
Okay.
Let's get into it. I like it. Professional and smooth.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is not going to be your typical... We have guest on, we have all this stuff. I mean, we've got notes, and we kind of know what we're going to talk about, but we're going to do it off the cuff. See, as he says, it's 12 p.m. somewhere in the world. Absolutely.
True. It's 5 p.m. somewhere in the world, it's 12 mm-hmm. p.m. That's like my coffee, you know, it's 7 a.m.
For me, if it's after lunch, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Nyxos is doing it too. Nyxos was doing a stream. Wow, we are completely going off topic. He was doing a stream because he was our guest last week. I just want to say he was doing a stream where doing mount runs, and he's also doing a stream. I thought he was doing one right now where every time he got a follower, he had to take a shot. I would love to do a stream like that. Yeah. Mine wouldn't last very long.
Yeah,
I'd be sloppy.
Neither would I. That's awesome.
Okay.
Stormaria 1 says it's midnight and they have a cup of tea. Nice. Oh, man. Well, that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. That's mm-hmm. awesome. But yeah, guys, don't just, you know, everything's going to be a little bit crazy this week because it's not the normal show. So, so yes. But anyway, well, let's get started because we do have a little bit of news and things that we need to go through. Site news. So... Legion pre-patch confirmed.
Yep.
Yay! So tell me, what's the stuff? What's happening?
Well, July 19th, as it was leaked on MMO Champion, and then everyone was like, it was leaked a long time ago, and that's where we actually had our date from. And there's lots of people like, well, don't believe this guy, but then everyone's like, well, the guy that it came from, he's been right about lots of stuff before, so that's why it was
put up there, right? So here we are. July 19th is confirmed. And so we've got, what day is it? 16th?
It's a bit, hang on, question. Yeah. Do you think it's a bit weird that they've left it so late to confirm it? Like, you know, no. I mean, literally, it's a few days until patch. Well, for me, what? It's 3 days until patch. Which means, oh my gosh, there's all these things I want to get done and I'm already having a meltdown because I'm not going to get them done. So do you think that it's the patch is coming, you know, in a couple of days, that's it? Or do you
think they should give a heads up on what's going to be removed and when, and the main things that are getting removed, you know, they don't really affect us on this show. But, you know, it's only a few things. It's only the achievements for killing our Kokumon, right? So the major stuff comes or gets dropped out on August 30th.
Okay.
So, I mean, everything else is, yeah.
It's gravy.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of thought that they would have confirmed it maybe like a week or so before, but maybe they weren't really sure.
Yeah, I was expecting a confirmation like Wednesday after the Tuesday maintenance.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
When we didn't get it, I was getting I was thinking 26 then. Concerned.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for me, I'm waiting for it, and everybody that I've talked to told me 100% July 19th, and these are people that know people that have heard it directly for sure, and I'm like, okay, are you sure? Because I'm planning my days around this. Because, you know, when that site goes down, I'm only doing this and that's it. I'm not playing WoW. Well, I'm playing WoW only to get information, right? But I'm not doing anything else. So, you know, it was important for me to find out when this date was. But we're finally confirmed as the 19th, and lots of ums and ahs. Dang, I gotta stop that. Blizzard again. Blizzard says the maintenance times will be announced on Sunday, because I was like, hey, when is the window going to start? Because for me, that's important. And they said that they'll announce it on Sunday. I will be taking the website offline with around 7 hours to the maintenance window start so that I can update all characters with valid active WoW data versus info that might not be available when the servers are down, because I don't know how the API will work. I kind of assume that information will be offline while such a big patch gets rolled out. I'm also thinking of deleting lost/deleted characters to reduce the amount of time that I need from 7 hours to about 4 hours. So basically this would affect Iron Man characters level 69 and lower that were deleted, and pacifists and bloodthirsties that were 39 or lower. This basically removes about 8,500 characters and cuts my time by 43%.
Wow!
So it's a big amount, and I would like to keep the site online as long as I can. And it's easier for me to take the whole site down versus deactivate, adding and updates. So.
Yeah.
It just depends on what's going on that night, I suppose. Basically, the site will be offline until for sure the pre-patch is back up, because I need to go in and play it and pull the API info to see what everything looks like so that I can see what we can and can't track. I'm actually getting a little bit worried that we're not going to be able to track the artifact weapon, and just because of when I was playing it in beta, I kind of saw how it worked, and I'm a little worried. But I don't understand how websites like Wowhead would be able to function without pulling a character's specific artifact data. It's got to be available. It should be, but I've got a little bit of doubt, a little bit, but we'll see. So the report is that the EU doesn't get this until July 20th. So I'm not sure if I will be done on my changes by then. If I am done my changes, I don't know if I'll keep the site down until the EU is done, or if I'll just bring the site back up and ignore everything EU. I kind of think that's, I don't know. I'm not sure which makes more sense, but that's just how it is, I guess, right now, right? So, yeah, I kind of see myself as on Tuesday, when the servers come back up, being online for about 2 hours off and on, because not being able to get on because of problems and stuff, because usually that's usually that's how things go when big patches get released, is that there's a few problems, nothing huge, but I would assume I should, I should be able to get everything back up by the July 20th, but not sure. Not 100% sure. So anyways, okay. Worst case, you'll just see a logo with a message saying, I know, working on it, or something, or
you
working
you
on
Legion. You should have like a little, one of those little peons that are over in, you know, the starting zone,
work.
Valley of the Trials, and just be like, work, job's done, and do that.
Yeah.
No, it should be, job's not done.
Job's not done.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
All right. Well, that's cool. Very exciting. Lots of work for you. Good luck.
Yes. Exciting.
I will be working or sleeping. one or the other while you're having all this fun.
I might call you to be like, hey, Lita, what's up?
Sure. Okay. That's fine. And I'll be like, it's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Let me go back to sleep.
Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, so we've got State of the Challenges. And now what's the code? Code now takes the top 10?
Okay, so the only thing I changed here was before we used to take the top 10 as long as they were over a certain level. Well, the original was we took the top over 60, and then we had to bump that up. So now what I'm doing is that I'm actually taking the top 10. Doesn't matter what level you are, it's just going to take the top 10 changed characters. So if you were level 93 last week and you're still level 93, well, you won't appear on this list. Unless you got flagged or something, right? There must be a change of some kind. And just a little caveat here is that I'm not 100% sure. I'm like 90% sure this is pretty good info. I thought it was looking kind of wonky with Lost characters because I didn't want to show Lost tunes. So I didn't want to show characters where people were like, I just quit. Right, I wanted to show characters that either got flagged or died or were in the process of doing it instead of flip table, I'm out of here.
Right? Yeah.
So.
No, that's fair enough. Alrighty, well, let's have a look. So we've got Iron Man. We've got a weigh-in at 84. Oh, RIP. Naked Babe at 85. Rest in peace. Wow.
Yep.
Iron Man, 85. Ingress at 86. Another RIP. So these are definite... you've gone. All right. He's off to get another beer. Iron We Lost is at 86. Zaya Monk died at 89. Oh, Zaya. So sorry.
Oh, no. Aya Monk, I saw that and I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that's a bummer. Tenny hit level 90. Discord Kitty hit level 90. Wow. Mm-hmm. Nandaru is 91. And Never Died H. H is 93.
So,
wow. Congrats, guys.
It kind of looks like folks are trying to make that last push, which I completely understand. And Maybe there's a lot of people dying because they're
yes.
doing things that they probably wouldn't normally do just because time is running out.
Mm. So, mm. Okay, cool. Well, that's good. So let's go on to Bloodthirsty. Sorry, guys, if I'm butchering your name too. I'm
tired. Well, they're used to it from me doing it, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So, Bloodthirsties. All right, let's have a look. So we've got Talactal at 28. Will die soon. 34 got flagged for too many quests.
Yeah, I kind of have a feeling that they listed their character under the wrong list, but I threw it up anyways, just for giggles.
Yeah. Vadim is 34. Ash Mortal is 39. Soulfully is 40. Iron Man Faf is 40. Astraz is 41. Blood Mooney is 47. Versena is 57. And Bloody Katang is 79. Wow. Go Bloody Katang. That's awesome. All right. Now, Pacifist, we've got Minky Pie at 19. That's so cute. I like that name. That's really cute. I hope it's a gnome. I just really hope it's gnome. Is it a gnome? Can you tell me?
I'm going to check right now.
It just seems fitting. Okay. And then Selma is 21. Oh, RIP at 21. Latifola is 27. Olissa is 33. Huey Hamstar, 34. Peace Nicker is 35. Least Pacifist is 40.
Epic!
Herbalissa is 44. Inapt Iron is 49. And Serenella is 54. Wow, congrats, guys.
So Minky Pie is a night elf, not a gnome. What's up with that?
Minky Pie is a blood elf.
Wow. And this is what that sound was. I was playing with it. It's my little Hearthstone bottle cap opener I bought last year at BlizzCon. Oh, that's right. Nice. Here we go.
All right. Well, commiserations to everyone we lost this week. It certainly looks like a bit of a rough week, but, you know, like you said, people
folks are scrambling.
Are pushing.
Yep.
Yeah, people are pushing and you know, maybe so, yeah. But congratulations, everyone, on who has leveled this week. Good on you. That's fantastic. All right, let's get into... Dun, dun, dun. Oh, have we got a... Dun, 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 dun.
No, but okay. I'll do this again. Hopefully I'll get a good one.
Welcome to my end.
Good enough.
Okay.
Welcome to my inn. Legion changes. So
yes,
this is it. This is
all right. We're at the
line, right?
We are so at the line. We're walking up to the line, getting ready to put our feet in the little stirrupy things, and our fingers down on the chalk, getting ready to run. So. Tell me all the stuff that's going to be happening.
Okay, we'll start with the easy one, transmog. Okay. No Yay. New changes. So basically, you can't transmog onto white or gray gear because it's not soulbound. Which, you know, like, guys, just, you know, can you, like, it, like, if you can enchant a white piece, why can't you just enchant, or why can't you just apply transmog to it? And make it soul.
Probably coding. Bound. It's probably like way a lot of coding.
Hmm.
But yeah, it is a bit of a bummer because it'd kind of be cool, but you know, running around in something my fishing outfit. I would like to run around in my fishing outfit. That would be funny.
Well, it sucks in that we've got irons that want to, you know, make their iron look nice. Okay, that's cool. Yeah. And we've made a few exceptions, but because they are blue and purple, it really mucks stuff up on my side. So You know, so we're not adding anything new on my side. So the things that were accepted before are going to be accepted next week. Okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can eventually have a strong enough voice to get them to allow transmog changes onto white gear. I mean, even if they have to make it so the white gear becomes soul bound, because I'm sure that there is white gear that is that you cannot trade. I'm sure of it. Mm. So why can't they?
It'd
just
be
do
cool
it,
to run around, you know? Like if you got one of the what is it? Like the fire, we just had the midsummer mm-hmm. fire festivals. So you get, I picked up the dress on my iron and the shoulders, I think. That's all I had enough blossoms for.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it'd be kind of cool to be able to transmog from that white to the other white.
Yeah.
So I'm still running around in a white, but yeah, you know, I'm wearing a dress as a hunter. That would be kind of fun. I would like that. But alrighty. So what else have we got? Spec changes?
I wanted to point out, sorry, I'm just texting you actually.
Oh okay.
Nyxos brought up a good point in that, you know, mm-hmm. He likes that he looks like a noob. Yeah.
Mm.
I totally get that. And, you know, if some people don't want to look like that. So basically what they wanted to do was that if they hit max, they wanted to deck their character out to be like, ah, I made it, right? Mm. But, you know, if we could allow transmog, you know, it wouldn't mean that everyone's forced to do it. So it's just, you know, they want people to, people want their characters to look a certain way. And, you know, I'm not really a transmog guy myself. I'm going to probably do it more often, but because of the new things that are coming in.
No, really? What? Hmm?
Man.
I think we all know that you're not really a transmog guy. But I am. I'm so excited. Anyway. Next.
Okay. Spec changes.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing's really changed here. Basically, all characters will have a default specialization put on them. The specs there's actually a forum thread where I have them listed as. We're going to do one of two methods here, and it really depends on what we see coming into go live on July 20 or blah, 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 is if we can track changes, then characters will only be allowed one spec change. So, which I think would be kind of cool, because then you see, well, you're the first Arms Warrior, you're the first Frost Mage, you're the, you know, blah, 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 right?
Oh, okay. Yep,
versus you're the first mage. As of right now, I don't see a way to track it. We don't have access to the information that comes through during testing and stuff. So we are really limited to what we see when we're live. So if we can't track changes, then basically we're going to allow characters to change as they desire. So they're going to be able to change between Prot to Arms to Fury as they desire, depending on this situation, which is in some cases is going to be really helpful for classes like Warrior, which is why I always speak about them, because when Warlords came out, they were gutted. So it was very, very hard to level them up because they didn't have a good... they never had a very wide range of things to do. Okay.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, we did have a level 100 warrior. We never got a major shaman. We still have not ever had a shaman yet. Ever.
No.
Just saying. So maybe now in Legion, no, we'll have one. So with specs, that's how it is. I know that we had a discussion and we actually had a poll, and this is kind of what came out of it, is that if we can track it, what do we want to do? I mean, there's the other option of requiring you to list your character anywhere between level 10 and 20. And then you say, well, now you can't change your spec. But really, I can't. I wouldn't be able to track if you change your spec in the game and then logged out with your current website spec. So it's just safer to just allow all the specs, because there, people will probably end up doing that anyways. You know, I really hope, I kind of really want there to be a way to track the number of spec changes, because I really want to see tracking it by spec. I think that would be cool, because then you decide on what flavor of iron you want to go with.
Yeah.
Right? So then it's up to you, right? For classes that were at the default spec anyways, basically if you were at the default spec anyways, you would basically be allowed one free spec change if you felt like it. So I guess that's a benefit of leveling up that way. Or maybe at that point we would say, well, if we could track changes, then maybe what we'll do is that by level 20, the spec that you list your character in, that's your spec. And then because we can track changes, if you change your spec, then you'll be flat. But Nixos actually brought up a question here that changing talents. You cannot change talents. Talents are a completely different thing. You cannot pick talents. What worries me in Legion is that to select a talent now, you only click it. Before, like as it is right now, if you log in right now, you go pick your talent and you go click on learn. Okay, so there's an extra step. In Legion, it's not like that.
Ooh,
and from what I know, I don't think you can unlearn a talent. So we can most certainly have a lot of people accidentally being flagged because they've picked a talent. And I kind of equate it to accidentally equipping gear. It sucks. Mm. It's happened to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, sorry, but that's it. Because once the stat's there, Blizzard won't change that stat. So,
yeah.
Will Blizz put us into a spec at the start of the patch? Yes. What happens if that's not the one that we want? Well, that's, yeah. So basically, if we can track specs, then you will be allowed one spec change. So when you get put into your new spec when you log in on July 19th or July 20th, and it's not the one that you want, you are allowed to change it only once. So I will run code to check to see if your spec changes are more than one. If it's more than one, then you'll get flagged. And it's very easy. It's very simple. It lets people change to whichever one that they want. For people that are leveling up as the default, it does give them kind of a free spec change, but there's ways that we can try to get around that and lock that in. So okay, spec changes. So that's spec changes. Let's leave the next one for last, because I think that's gonna be the bigger one. So class order halls, basically they're gonna be treated like garrisons are now. They're allowed for general use, like for quests and stuff like that. Champions are not allowed in real world combat use / assistance. So basically, you know how in your garrison where you can go get your barracks and go pick a bodyguard? Well, that's not allowed. Neither would this.
Okay.
So nothing like that. As we dig more into class order halls, I saw some stuff about buffs where I was playing a hunter, and because I'm not familiar with the class, I wanted to do something that I wasn't going to spoil stuff on my death knight. So when I got into the class order hall, I saw where I can assign, like, points into stuff that I want to use for my class order hall. So yeah. Extra, like, an extra buff on damage, things like that. I don't know if I'm going to be able to track that, because that feels like garrisons, and garrison use was not able to be tracked at all.
Okay.
Except through achievements, right? And that's pretty much it. And even those are kind of fun times. So, yep. Class order halls, if you see anything that's going to give you a buff, like everything else, is not allowed. Okay? So, mm-hmm. And anything that would basically give you extra that you wouldn't already have, we're probably going to be saying no. Right? Okay, and as we enough. Go live, and we find out this stuff, the rules will constantly be changed to reflect what we all think. Mounts. So we talked about this last week. Was that Nyxos? We're not going to make you run. So basically, ground mounts, even though you have the speed boost, is going to be allowed, because really in Legion zones. I mean, you should have. I mean, even as an iron, you shouldn't be going from no running to flying. No, sorry, from no running to a ground mount to flying, back to a ground mount, now back to no running. I mean, I guess the cycle would be complete, right? But it just doesn't really jive. I think irons in Legion should have a ground mount, even though it's going to be having a speed boost. And from what Mark had said last week, I think he thinks it was 15%. I'm not. Not sure. I think that sounds about right. But flying in Legion zones, like we did in Draenor, would not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. And the other phase three of the mounts doesn't matter, because flying doesn't matter anyway. So the other thing that I didn't have on here is the intro skipping. So, I ran through it once. Twice, actually, sorry. I ran through it once just to see what I could get away with. And I ran through it again to check, do I get kills for sitting back and doing nothing? The answer is yes. So, I was watching my number going up and up and up, right? And I was thinking, okay, well, this is a wall for pacifists, which is not cool. In Warlords, we had an option around that because they had the shortcut. In Legion, we don't know if that's there, but we do know that we are able to skip it if you've already done it on one character. Some folks will argue that they don't play any characters other than Iron Man. I agree with you, and you know, I think that in your case, you're going to have to do it. I will tell you that it will not hurt you at all. You just have to get out of stuff. Like, there's going to be some points where there's green fire, move out of the fire. You can remain way in the back of your group and get XP. You can get kills. You can get all kinds of stuff for doing absolutely nothing. Because of that, I think that the lesser of two evils is that we don't want irons to be in a group, right? Because Iron Man has never been about being in a group. It's just not. And as much as I tell people, you know, if you're going to screw around, I don't care, right? You know, if you're going to list yourself on the site and you get flagged, well, don't come complain at me, because we don't allow groups. That's just how it is. So we're going to allow skipping, because being in a group, I think, is the lesser of the evil versus having the account-wide exception made. Okay?
Yeah.
And we want to have a wide range of characters and classes be able to play. This is absolutely not the scenario is too hard, because it's not. You can sit back and do nothing. Which one would argue, then why don't you just make everybody do that? And then I say, well, we want pacifists to be able to go through it. Maybe we could say pacifists are allowed to skip it. No, we could say that. We already have differences between between Iron Man and Pacifist and Bloodthirsty. I'd like to keep them as close to each other as we could, and have only the differences be very, very small, right? Mm-hmm. Like Pacifist, we don't kill. That's it, right? Bloodthirsty, we try to kill, versus questing. So yeah. I don't want to add another thing onto that. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
And as always, this actually is not a huge deal, because this is one of the things that I don't know if I would track it. I think I could track it for Iron Man and Bloodthirsty, because this would only count as two quests for Bloodthirsty. It's only actually maybe even only one. So, oh no, actually I'm thinking you have to get, you go from Alderaan, blah, blah, blah. So maybe three or four. Okay. Yep. So, you know, we could make adjustments. I feel it's better to treat everybody as equally as we can. So let me take a drink. Drink. Is it drinky time? So, okay, before we go on to the weapons, tell me what you think, Leah, because I've been yammering away here.
Well, you know, I'm happy to go with whatever. Honestly, I don't know if I will ever get up to that higher level without, you know, for a while. I'm not going to be like some of these people who've managed to really just get through, you know, just absolutely do amazeballs on like their first or their second turn. I try and be very, very careful. So I don't see myself getting up there, but if I do, I guess I'll just cross that when it comes. I don't like to overthink it too much, because if I overthink it, that normally means I make too much of a mistake. But I'm excited to see, well, for my main, I'm definitely excited to see what it will be, and then the alts that I get to take through. So I guess from all of that, I'll get myself based onto what I would do when, you know, when or if I get an iron up to that level. But I don't foresee it.
Well,
for quite some time.
I think you'll have an easier time now, in that you're going to have a wider toolbox to handle stuff.
Yeah.
We're still not allowed white, green, or higher gear, so it's still going to be hard. And if you consider that Blizzard might apply mob scaling, mob level scaling to old world zones, that could be a game changer. That would be a game changer right there, and we're going to get into that in our next little bit about artifact weapons. But I just wanted to clarify for sure, because there's some questions in the chat room. So we are going to allow the Legion intro skipping. It is allowed. If, you know, we see that, you know, doesn't really make sense to not allow it, I'm not really sure what would overcome the whole group versus account-wide allowance thing, because I think the group thing is a bigger rule breakage versus having this one exception. So just so that we're clear, because if there's questions in the chat room, then I want to make sure that we're clear on the show too, if people are only listening. Okay, so artifact weapon. This is going to be the biggest thing here. Okay, this is the biggest change that you will see when you hit level 100. And if you, actually not even at that level, when you decide to go into Legion zones, okay? So, as we are right now, This is where I am based on what everybody has said, okay? I've been back and forth. I've been flip-flopping all over the place because I agree with both sides, okay? I think I've come to a good middle ground of what people think is okay. And for me, that's important, is to make sure that we're all as happy as we could possibly be. So the artifact weapon will not be allowed when we start on August the 30th, okay? Because the artifact weapon won't be in until August the 30th, because that will come in with the actual content. The patch that's coming up on the 19th is really only going to be affecting transmog specs, mm-hmm. and that's it. So on August 30th, that's when we worry about mounts, intro skipping, class order hauls, and the artifact weapon. Okay, so what I'm going to do is that you are not allowed to use the artifact weapon. This is the safest way to go about it. I'll tell you my own scenarios that I've gone through afterwards. But it's safer on my side and for everybody if we say no, because if we come back to it about a month afterwards and we say, oh my goodness, like, yeah, we do need the weapon, because otherwise this challenge becomes a one or two class challenge, you know, then we have a problem. So then we might allow it. Okay. So right now it's not allowed. I will flag when I can. So basically you would be allowed to do the quests to get the weapon, and I'll tell you why. If you don't do the quest to get the weapon, you basically lock yourself out of a whole ton of Legion quests.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it basically effectively turns the challenge into bloodthirsty. Iron Man is not bloodthirsty. Not even close. Bloodthirsty is a slow, plodding grind. Iron Man has options, okay? Sure, we can't pet. Sure, we can't pet battle, but you have options to get XP by questing, by killing stuff if you want to. If you want to grind your way up, you are allowed to, sure. If you want to gain levels by treasure hunting, you can do that too, right? So you've got options, okay? If we don't allow the weapon quests to be used, to be done, we remove options in Legion. What this means is that it would require the character to equip the weapon. Basically, I ran through it, and as soon as I clicked complete and I got the weapon, it actually was immediately equipped. Like, I never did anything. Okay?
Okay.
Right. So it just boop into my slot, and my old weapon went into my backpack. And, you know, I like the ba-boop. Right? So, and because we said ba-boop, I'm going to take another drink.
Right. Because we're getting too serious here.
I don't want this to be a stressful show. So that's why I'm drinking. Okay. So, this also means that in order to unlock the class order hall, which is also part of the main quest line, you have mm-hmm. to upgrade the weapon once. And for the hunter, it's like a 10% increased damage to aim shot.
Right.
Which is not a... Sorry, I see Nixos. Baboop. Hashtag baboop. I should go home. Yeah, I am home. The kids are not home. Thank goodness. I don't want... Anyway, so... Yeah. Basically, you must unequip the weapon afterwards. If I can track it, which I assume I can, because if you can't, I don't know, man. I don't know how Blizzard would expect other websites to deal with the weapon and what characters have and all that stuff. If I can track it, what I'll do is that if I see an upgrade on any weapon that you own on that character past the first one, I will red flag you, because obviously you've been putting points in and that's not cool. It basically means that you've been using it. Well, it's not a direct direct proof of you use of you trying to use it to kill things, but as with heirlooms, if you equip it and then you take that off, it still showed that you equipped it. You shouldn't be even close to it, right? So basically with this, if you if we see the second upgrade, you're gonna get flagged. We will revisit this after Legion launches, because I went through on a Hunter, because the Hunter was the strongest class, I feel. I mean, as we've seen, right? And I wanted to go through and see what it was like. So I bought white gear from Stormwind, and yes, it's not some of the white gear that you could possibly get from drops and other stuff, but that was what I could do in a pinch. And I will say, with the artifact weapon, if the artifact weapon was equipped, I had a chance to survive the fight with a mob at my level. With the artifact weapon not equipped, with me just using a regular white bow, like I used the Dalaran bow that was like level 80 or something like that, I died. My pet died. Yes, it was not a strict tanking pet, but oh, that's another thing I want to point out. I'll point out afterwards is so basically, you know, I didn't have a tanking pet, but I changed it to tanking, but it died really quick. And for me as a hunter, you know, I'm constantly trying to feign the death, and I have a 1.5 minute refresh on that. So that was fun times. So Lysen has tweeted to me saying that he was able to kill things on an iron-esque discipline priest. So that's good in that, sure, we've got two classes that might be able to do it, you know, but you've got to be skilled a certain way, right? Like you've got to really know your class. That's not a bad thing, okay? I'm not saying we should use the weapons because you need a lot of skill. I'm saying we might need to allow the weapons because we would have gone from having a challenge that allows pretty much every class except one or two or three. Like, right now it's Warrior, even though Lysen just proved us wrong, was not very good. Mage is not very good. Shaman is not very good. But when you look at the overall whole of it, that's 3 out of 11 classes, right? Yeah. On the flip side, what we're seeing is 9 out of 11 classes, not considering Demon Hunter. And when you only have one or two classes, even if there's a third or fourth, you know, do you want your challenge to be, well, you only picked a hunter? I mean, 4 might be pushing it, maybe. But if, like, even if you're able to kill stuff in a third class, I still think that gives weight to allowing the weapon. And really, it only is because of the mob level scaling. That's the only reason. But for sure, when we launch, as of August the 30th, they will not be allowed. We're still going to beta test. I'm going to try to get on other classes and see how it's like. And if you've got beta access and you can go grab some Iron Man, like white gear, just grab it from Stormwind. Go through the scenario and then take a flight to... you could even just jump off to Dalaran and just try to fight something at level, okay? And try and fight it with your white gear equipped, and try and fight it with only with your white gear equipped, but with the artifact weapon. And see how it goes. I've done Hunter, but obviously I am definitely not a skilled Hunter. So I would say guys like Azzy, And Lysen has got one as a petless hunter, okay? If you're skilled in that class as an iron, try it out and see how it feels, right? So I would like to see a wide range of stuff, so like pally and mage and shaman, you know, all that stuff, right? And but we won't revisit it really and change the rule until about a month after Legion launches, so like end of September, because at least folks will have time and we'll be able to see what happens between beta and live, because sometimes it's not quite the same, right? Like they make, like they slip in a couple changes, right? So we have a question. What if the second upgrade is from a quest? As far as we know, there's no second upgrade. If there is, what I might do is I'll check for quests, because I can definitely check for quests completed on the character. So if we see upgrades past the first, I can basically allow it because the quest was completed, right? If the quest was not completed, then we have a problem. But what I'll actually do it live right now. I will make a note to myself, because otherwise I will forget it, to check for artifact weapon upgrades by quests. I believe there's only one, but we'll see what we can dig up on WoWhead. I absolutely, the artifact weapon, it doesn't feel iron-ish, that's for sure. And that was my initial thought, was, you know, no, because what the hell, man, because it's so strong, right? But then I went back and I was like, well, I kind of figured mob level scaling is gonna, you might need it. And then, so I kind of flip flopped again, and now we're back to no. But then when I've done the testing, cause I put off testing for so long, cause I didn't want to spoil the lore. Now I see that you might need the artifact weapon. Like on some classes, and here's the thing too, is that I wouldn't want to allow it for some classes and not for others. That's not going to happen. It's got to be yes or no, okay?
All or nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stormaria says in the chat room, it takes a lot of the fun and variety out of the challenge. Mm-hmm. If referring obviously just to the if it you know
two or turns three classes,
out that that's so. I suppose we just gotta wait till everything goes live to see how things play.
Brittle had made a comment in the forums that there was another option, and I can't remember what he said, like just off the top of my head, but I thought, oh, that's an option that we could possibly do as well, is allow the weapon but not allow some other stuff and make it harder. So the whole, you know, thing is that Iron Man is supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be hard to level up. Absolutely, but it's not supposed to be impossible. And trying to find that balance, that's where we're all getting fired up about, because, you know, some folks think it's too much, some folks think it's not enough. And this is where I come in, where, you know, 99% of the time, I'm going to agree with what everybody says, okay? It's going to be that 1% of the time that everyone's going to be mad at me, because I'm looking at the whole thing as this is what we might need to be doing, and I might make that call. I don't think I made that call yet, but I might make that call. I absolutely, though, will listen to everybody, because, you know, We are all doing this. We are all trying to play this thing. We played it for years. People want things to stay the same. And unfortunately, right now, we can't do that because Blizzard has changed things on us. So all that we can do is adjust. But we can't go too far, right? Like we don't want to make it easy, I mean, what's the point, right? Like, we just, well, just put on your heirloom gear and level up, right? I mean, we want to make this hard, but we don't want to make it impossible. So we got to strike the balance. And sometimes that balance, everybody might agree that we might have to do a certain thing, but I'm trying to look at things overall, and I might overrule. It's not going to happen all the time. Guarantee you. I listen to everybody. That's my thing. I won't make the call unless I really feel that everybody else is wrong. But that's usually not the case. Drunk, rambling.
Squirrel.
I hear a dog. Oh, the North American WoW token, Zero Gold, is disabled. I just saw a tweet. Looks like his account got disabled again. Anyways, token. Yeah, you know the guy that does the tokens? And he reports on what the gold value is? Well, his account apparently got disabled again. I heard it got disabled before because something about third party something or other. I don't think Blizzard likes that he reports what gold is valued at. I'm not sure why, but I find it useful. I find the stats useful. I see numbers, right? I'm a numbers guy, so. So basically, artifact weapons, that's going to be the biggest thing.
Okay.
And I think I might not agree with everybody's opinions, but that doesn't mean that they're not valid. But we're going to try to make these decisions where we're going to cover as many bases as we can, right? And hopefully we cover your opinion, but, you know, don't be angry and don't think it's a personal thing when we make a decision that it's not. Okay? So, so what's your opinion on artifact weapons?
No idea. I haven't seen anything, so I'm reserving everything until it goes live.
Okay.
So I don't even know what the Warlock one is. I have I have no need to want to know this stuff at the moment, because again, I have too much stuff I just want to try and focus on before Legion actually hits. So that's always been my stance. I can't focus on new stuff. I need to get through doing my little bit of bucket list that I may be able to get done. So at this stage, don't care about anything until it goes live. So because I really want to get these other bits and pieces done. Not Nemesis, of course, because it hates me. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that I want to get done on my mains that I can't focus on the challenge tunes at the moment.
Okay. So you haven't been able to do any challenge tunes this week, right?
I have done no challenge tune stuff this week. It's just been too much to be focused on. Getting through things on my main.
So I'm kind of in that boat. This has been, you're going to kick my ass, I know, but I don't think ASS is a bad word, right? We're not going to get our clean tag removed for that, right?
Don't know.
I don't think so. We're not going to kick, you're going to kick my jackass. There we go.
That sounds worse.
Because that's a real word. Because that's a real thing. You're going to kick my donkey. Badonkadonk.
That's the show title.
Wow. All right. So, okay. Just to be clear, this has been a stressful week. Without doubt. This has been... this has been one of my most stressful weeks. I thought it was stressful before. It's just getting worse, right? So, I made a decision to delete my Iron Man characters, and here's why. For the time being, I need to focus on the website, making sure that we're all good. I need to focus on getting myself back into WoW to have fun. And I found sometimes playing, even jumping on an iron, would bring my mind back to some of the things I need to worry about. And it's just not fun stuff, right? So I deleted my irons because because they're low level, okay? So, you know, the highest level one, with not counting my Death Knight, because, you know, Death Knights, right? So the highest level one was 34. I don't particularly see that as a challenge getting up there in the new way of things, because I'm going to have new tools to help me get there.
Yep.
So I'm not going anywhere. I'm not deleting the website by any means. Never. That was one of my things, is that, you know, when I took it over, I wanted to make sure that it's never going to, go away like it had before. That's important. I even have it in my will. Seriously, I have instructions in my will for when I go, what's going to happen with this website. Like, who will take it over, and all the passwords, all that stuff. It's not going anywhere. I, however, need a break. So, and that's, I think it's primarily a break from irons and from doing that kind of stuff. So,
mm-hmm. No, that's fair enough.
So I need to focus on the website, because, you know, we have to get the website up and running so other people can play. That's more important to me than playing anything else. After that, though, I might come back into the Worm Rest Accord Guild. You know, I'm not deleting the characters because there's anything wrong with the guild or people in there. It was just, I was actually cleaning out character slots, and I was stressed out again, and I was like, you know what? I don't need those characters there right now, so I can level those back up, and we're going to be all good. It's not I'm out of here. Not like that. Just because there's some people that had asked me, just to set the record straight, okay? So, be back when I'm back.
Fresh.
I think what I might do, though, is that I might be playing on my own, on a different realm. I don't mind to take questions, but when you're in the middle of a fight and then you got a question, and because you're, high level for me, I'm worried about my fight, I can't answer it right away. Somebody will be like, hello, cause I'm not answering. And I'm like, well, I can't answer cause I'm trying to fight. Right. So it's I don't want people to feel offended that I'm not answering a question, because there's other people in the guild that might be able to answer. Sometimes I'm the only one in there, and I don't want you to be offended that I'm not going to answer. So I think sometimes it might be better for me to, play privately and try to level on my own when I feel the need to. I mean, I certainly most likely will come back to Worm Rest Accord, because there's a ton of great people there. So it's just, right now I need to focus on certain things, and I can't focus on iron characters. So that's why I haven't done anything this week, and that's why I've actually removed removed my characters as well. Aya says, like I say, we'll answer as soon as we feel it's safe to do so, which is good. I mean, I think we should put that, in the guild message of the day, or something, just to let people know.
Well, I mean, I think that's a valid point, that everyone needs to be respectful of the fact that if you're on an iron, obviously you're playing. Like 99% of the time, you're going to be playing the game, not sitting in a city dancing on a mailbox.
Yeah.
Though I'm sure there are people that do that. But it's if you ask a question, yeah, just don't get shirty that people aren't responding. Everyone wants to sit down and play the game. We've got new things coming out Tuesday. There's going to be new stuff for a lot of people. So just, you know, just be a little bit respectful of the fact that everyone's going to be like, oh, my God, what's going on? And, you know, if someone doesn't get back to you, that's fine. Give it a couple minutes, you know, ask again. That's fine. But don't be like, oi, aren't you talking to me? You know, just don't be, yeah, just You're don't be awesome. Respectful. Of it, you know, be respectful. That's the thing.
Yeah, and you know, and I would
say that. Like, it's not just for you. Like, everyone needs that. You can be in the zone when you're questing. You can be in the zone when you're just killing mobs on a bloodthirsty. You can be in the zone when you're on a pacifist picking flowers. And sometimes you don't see things that go through in chat as well. That can be the other thing. So, you know, just be respectful of the fact that sometimes people don't see and sometimes people are just busy right at that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that if you're in the official Iron Man Guild, I mean, I can't speak for them, but give them some patience because when Legion goes live... I'm sure you're going to have tons of questions. And if you haven't found the answers on the forums or our website, you're going to ask in guild chat. And some of these guys are playing. Like, Hair is playing. Sahai is playing. And Azzy is playing. We're all playing. Give them some time. Okay, they can't just answer like that. I'm sure they want to answer you as quickly as they can, but, you know, they don't want to lose their tunes, too. Right? So,
yeah,
when you're in guild chat, give them a little bit of time. And, you know, give them 5 minutes even, right? Because you never know, right? They might pull one mob and pull another one. They're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to die. And then they need to hearth. Oh, mate, that might take some time, right? So... I don't think it's that they don't want to answer you. It's probably because they can't answer you. So give them some time. If you still can't find the answer that you're trying to find, you know, you can tweet me. I'm usually around. You can usually get me on Twitter. That's kind of where I hang out most. Or email, too. I usually respond. And Facebook, I usually respond pretty quickly there, too, because... You usually get there before Lita does. I don't think you've answered any questions. I'm usually like bang on Facebook pretty quickly, right?
Because I'm asleep. Yeah. Like I wake up and it's like, oh, all these questions. Anya Stone, thanks for looking after that. Yeah. So, but anyway. Okay. Anything else? I think we've kind of covered that one. So how about we go on to... Yeah. I think this whole thing's been a bit chit chat.
Yeah. That's okay.
which is cool. I was gonna say there was a couple of things from the chat room anyway. Zaya says it's only about 20. Iron will be concerned with the artifact weapon at first. We will have time to see how it goes for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Good point.
Yeah.
Like I say, and then as he says, well, Stir's jokes most likely is the reason.
Yeah. I'm just tired of them. I'm not a pun guy. I'm just, you know, my wife loves puns. I'm just like, oh, God. So, yeah, puns are not great. But he is great. He's great at puns.
That's punny.
Yeah. You're so punny.
I know. You smiled. All right. Well, let's talk about Jaxo HD on YouTube. Asked. So what? They left a comment on one of the episodes, I'm assuming?
Our last video. Yep.
Okay. So they said, I must ask, can I use Battle Pet for like company?
I said,
so just to
run around. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to summon it and run around with it, sure. Hmm. Sure. I mean, you can't level with it, so sure. If you like your little D3 pet, sure.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep saying sure, but...
Yeah, I know. You're trying to say sure like me.
Trying to say it like you. Sure.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, sometimes I run around with one of my little pets. Depends on what I feel like. As long as I'm not pet battling, I don't worry about it. It's just nice to see... You know, you might have a little chicken following you, a little, you know, one of those little, a lizard, anything. Ragnaros, mini Ragnaros, any of that stuff.
That's the one
I mean, it's not doing anything. Like
mini Diablo would be mine, I think, because I think it looks pretty cool.
Shut up.
Mini Diablo? You don't have it?
I hate you.
Isn't that from signing up to D3? Or something like that? No?
No, Mini Diablo was the one that came out with Vanilla Collector's Edition.
Oh, okay. Then no, I don't have that. Sorry. I thought... Which pet came with... Anyways.
I have no idea. Yes. Nixos asks in the chat room, what are the plans for Demon Hunter Iron Man?
Yeah, so... I'm going to add them, but I'm going to apply the exact same rules. So, okay, I'm going to apply the exact same rules as Death Knights.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're going to be in a completely separate list. If you hit max on that, congratulations to you. I'll give you a mention, but it's not going to be as large of a feat. And I don't think I would be as... I don't think that there would be as much praise as you would get if you were to get your regular class up. But we'll still track it. Sure, I mean, there's nothing to...
Well, it's like anything. You give someone a challenge, someone's going to do it.
Sure. And so, well, for Bloodthirsty, we keep it in the same list, though. Actually, would we? No. Well, Death Knights we do, because there's not very many people that actually play those. And I didn't find value in separating the lists out, because really, in Bloodthirsty, when I go look at it, Bloodthirsty is we've got 786 characters. So...
Yeah.
Well... It's just I don't want to see... I mean, I might separate that out from the... list that appears on the front page of the website, like the top 25 and all that kind of stuff, because I don't want the whole list to be a whole bunch of level 98 demon hunters, right? Yeah. So you might see those on the main list, but not on the front page website list.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
Yeah. Because I think that's what I was going to do for Death Knights, too. I did not do that. Yeah, I didn't. I was going to do that for Death Knights, but because we've had so many characters getting up there, like for in our Bloodthirsty, like Bloody Tang, like we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 characters at level 58 or higher, and there's only 2 Death Knights on that list, so I didn't feel the need to remove Death Knights. There was a time where we had a lot of Death Knights, and then I was like, oh, maybe we should get rid of them. So, but I think right now, I think what we'll do is that we'll allow it, just have it as a separate list. So,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Good question.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. All right. Well, I don't think there's anything else I can see from the chat room.
Nope.
So that's our chit chat.
Okay. Now we're wrapping up. Now we're wrapping up. Wrap up. That's what I was saying. Wrap up. So our next show would have been live next week, but it's my wife's birthday on that day.
Yay!
And I will tell you that if I do a live show, that will probably be my last live show. So we're going to try to pre-record something because I don't like having a week off. I would like to have something.
I'm just looking at your video and I'm just like, what? Okay, because Carrie's going to kill you, you mean?
Right.
Because it's her birthday. Right, yeah, okay. Gotcha. would too. If it's my birthday.
What did you think I mean?
Yeah, that reminds me. We might have to have a day off on my birthday. Exactly, Azzy. Happy wife, happy life. That is very, very good. But yeah, so I think we're going to pre-record. So we'll do something.
Something. Especially that this will be the first week that we're out of, like, that we're into the new July 19th pre-patch stuff. So I definitely think we should have a show. Like it's really important that we have one. I will still release it on Saturday. It's not going to be live. It's just going to be released as an MP3. And as a podcast that you can download, so it won't have pre-show, post-show, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So Lita, how about you tell us where people can find us as I'm done my second beer?
You can do that.
Okay. So, all right. The WoW Challenges website is at wowchallenges.com. You can contact the show by email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/, you guessed it, WoW Challenges. Check out the show on youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That's the number one. And remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. Stone, where can we find you?
Except we're not live next week, people.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, exactly. To be a Stone, bit of a lightweight, mate. I love it. So Stone, where can we find me? Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm at WoW Challenges. And I do some other podcasts, which is Adventures in Azeroth and the Richter Scale podcast, which is live Sundays, sometime, whatever. Was that good?
That's good. Hold on. I need to cover up my face because now I'm, going to be you.
Cover
up my face a little bit. Oh, now I can't see. That doesn't make sense. Damn it. All right. You can find me, Lita, on Twitter. At Lita Wow, or at some other podcasts, Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth, and Geektopia. And I'd like to give a big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro. He created it. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow, and he's a co-host of Torrent Think Tank. I would also like to thank people that support us through Patreon. Thank you very much. It's not required or anything. It's just thank you. If you think of some other stuff that you want us to offer, let me know. I would like to offer more. I think we're done.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for, again, jumping in the chat room, coming and seeing us, sending, the questions and all of that. We do really appreciate it. So thanks very much, guys. I think that's it.
There's always room for another. I think what that means is that beer number three is coming up.
Ba-boop.
Fantastic. Ba-boop.
Hashtag ba-boop.
Ba-boop. All right.
Ba-boop.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Room.
Yep.
Bye, chat room. Bye, guys.
See ya.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.